Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head up, lady. Brother Tracy, peace too long. Betrayed, boy.
make me cry. Cause I gotta leave your way bye-bye. White sandy beaches in the wind, but the sun done burned my skin. Gotta talk with your first cousin, Georgia. Heard what happened from the news reporter. You're surrounded by clouds, thunder and lightning sound. And now the sun is falling down. Tell me why you don't love your black babies the same. Why you be calling them out of their name. Where the son of a judge can hold a grudge and take a life away.
Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nakes, and welcome to Keeping It Real on Friday, a series that I am starting as of today, where we're going to talk about things that have happened during the past week, in the last 24 hours, and we're going to keep it real, okay? We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to beat around the bush. We're coming straight up, no cut. No chaser, we're keeping it real today on Fridays, starting today. There's a few things on my mind that I would like to talk about and hopefully get some feedback and comments from those who are listening tonight and those of you who choose to call in. Our call-in number is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue, and I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. You can bring what you want to the show tonight. We're keeping it real on Friday. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. I'll read them over the air, or I will respond. But the chat room is open, so feel free to go in. If you can't get in the chat room and you're on the Blog Talk Radio site via the internet, I suggest you sign in by way of Twitter or Facebook. Or what have you. Also, if you do call in, beware of background noise. Cats, dogs, kids, you know, radio, TV, because this is being taped and I would like to have a clear taping. Also, when you do call in, please try to watch your language. If someone says something on the show that you don't agree with, it's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to attack. Everybody has their view. And on this show, you know, we try not to go with who's right, who's wrong. We try to respect one another's view. Also, please try to wait your turn to talk. Don't try to overtalk someone, you know, because everybody wants to be heard. So, you know, let's try to be mindful of that. Also, my co-host for the night, she's joined us. Let me just bring her in since she's here. I didn't expect her to be here tonight, but... let me just say good evening to my co-host, Sister Amunet. How are you doing, sis?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Always glad to have you. Always glad to have you. You know, keeping it real Friday. I've just started this, you know, where we're going to talk about stuff that I've been seeing and hearing a lot of, you know, they're sugarcoating it. You know, they're not telling the truth or they're scared to it. You know, just give it the raw view. This is what Fridays are for now on Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. Okay, I'm tired of the sugarcoating and scared to speak up. You know, like if you say something, you know, people are operating off of that, you're going to get us all in trouble if you keep doing what you're doing. Well, too bad.
Yeah.
You know what? I ain't got time for little scaredy cat people, all right? I'm sorry.
Who upset you tonight?
Nobody upset me. I'm just tired of it. You know? I'm just tired. You can't say nothing.
You can't say nothing.
Like, I had a discussion today with someone, and, oh, I was anti-government and, you know, all this stuff because they scared.
Right.
That's all it is. Because they scared. Nothing I said was anti-government. You know, they just don't want to be truthful. They scared. Don't say that.
It's the era and age of political correctness. It's not politically correct, whatever that means.
But wait a minute. I wasn't politically incorrect. They just rolling off of scaredy cat stuff. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get us all in trouble. Anybody knocking on my door? Anybody knocking on my door saying nothing? You know what I'm saying? So what's the problem? You know, I'm not saying they ain't watching or listening, but come on.
Being direct, period, today is not politically correct in some circles to people. There's a group of people that it's all about politically correct, and you don't ruffle anybody's feathers, and you don't say things that could be inflammatory or scary. You just don't do that. In their mind.
What?
I don't understand it either. It's not my world, but okay.
But all of this other stuff that we hear, okay, and nobody's talking about that, don't say that. You know, when you got young rappers disrespecting women and promoting violence and drugs and going to jail, where's all the, you know, where's all that? Scared to say anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go with the first thing. Okay, that, you know, a couple of days ago, which this didn't just start. It's just starting to be publicized, okay? New Jersey. Okay, they've come up to troubled youth and young adults, because this is troubled youth and young adults, okay? This ain't the positive kids. These ain't the positive kids, because, see, I know there's some positive youth and young adults out there. These are the troubled youth and young adults who got nothing to
do. That's beyond trouble. That kid scenario is beyond trouble. That's called sociopath, deviant behavior, you know, pathological. But go ahead.
Right, they got nothing to do, but let's roll around.
On a homeless man.
Right. Homeless man, unsuspecting individual, and let's haul off and try to knock them out.
And then shove their head between a gate. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where is the people in the community? They got these kids on the news. You know, they clouded their faces so you couldn't. Yeah, we do that. You know, knock them out, take whatever we can. And keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting them on the news, people. Where are the other folks that need to be on the news saying, we ain't having that?
Right.
We are not having that. I'm walking down the street.
Everybody's scared
somebody
because
come
people
up
are scared of retaliation.
Oh, there's going to be some retaliation for sure. If you roll up on me talking about you playing knockout, really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, well, you may as well call the police now. Because not only am I going to hurt you, okay, but I'm going to hurt all those with you. What's the matter with y'all? I'm not trying to hear about, this is whoever they're going to blame. Because, you know, first of all, there's some of us that's going to be blaming it on white society or something else other than these kids know right from wrong. And what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
You don't roll up to nobody and do nothing like that. You're going to roll up to the wrong person. They're going to pull out a gun and shoot all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. And George Zimmerman you. Yep.
Then what? See, that's what I'm talking about right there, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? See, we'll go to court, go to hearings about stand your ground laws. When we got individuals running around in the street assaulting people.
Right.
For no godly reason other than some laughs, let's record it, let's put it on YouTube, and a variety of other things. That is insane.
It's sick. That's being a sociopath. That's when you're desensitized to a normal, everyday feelings and compassion and empathy towards human life. That means you're past feeling. That means you don't feel anymore.
But you know what?
There's parts missing.
But no, but see, wait a minute. You just said something. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is
right. Normal
stuff to these kids. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, what's the biggie? The biggie is you are attacking folk who are going about their business, but because you don't have anything to do or want to be popular or down or this is what's happening, it's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Where is the critical thinking in what you're doing? Somebody is going to die behind this. Several
right.
of you are going to die behind this because they're going to justify it by saying, look how y'all acting.
Right.
Look
Animals
how y'all
and
acting. And right. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And whose fault is that? That's not white society's fault.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That behavior comes from not wanting to do right, period. Because you know
it comes from a psychological standpoint. It comes from the inability to do right. That means that you don't have a conscience.
Well, I think it's the willingness, not the inability, because they have an inability. I'm quite sure that every kid that's in that crowd is not down for that, but cannot show that he or her is not down for it because they'll be looked down upon like, oh, you ain't down?
But that's for something minor. That's for something like, let's go shoplifting, let's steal these sneakers from a sneaker store. Let's steal this or steal that, or a petty crime where you follow. Let's go and, you know, but there comes a point, and you're speaking to somebody with a psych background. I have the training where you can become antisocial and pathological. It does happen to some of our youth, where some of our youth are desensitized and don't care about right from wrong. That's when it gets to a scary place. You may know it, but you don't have the ability to have normal, what we deem as normal responses of empathy. Empathic human response is missing. That's a spiritual problem. And that's a psychological problem. And it does exist. It's real. There are children that are walking around that are past feeling, that don't have human empathy. It's called antisocial personality disorder. You don't have it. You don't have the normal feelings. You learn about it in abnormal psychology, and they don't have feelings.
Well,
and they have
I
to
know
be
what wakes up those feelings. A severe butt whipping will wake up. I'm sorry. We're keeping it real on Friday, okay? A severe butt whipping will wake you up, okay? Okay, catch the leader of that little group, okay, and whip his behind, okay? Or there'll be a big wake up. Like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying, sister. Don't get me wrong. But it's just not that deep for me. It's not that deep for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm saying, wait,
I'm looking at it from a clinical standpoint. That's all. Just a clinical standpoint.
And I get it. I guess maybe I'm looking at it from a keeping it real on Friday standpoint. Listen, somebody going to hurt one of y'all. See, I sent a little note out there. Okay? Listen, why don't you sign up at the local gym, okay, where there's plenty of people in there who want to play knockout. The only difference will be is, okay, they won't be some unsuspecting individual that you can suck a punch. Okay, you really want to test your skills? Go to a gym where there are people who are willing to play the game. Oh, you want to get up in this ring? Come on. We've been looking for somebody to spar with. Let me see what you got. Yeah, really. See, that's the challenge I offer, you know, because they're going up to people and knocking people down and hitting them up. That's not right. What are y'all going to go to? You're going to go to jail for assault? attempted manslaughter. Look at the consequences of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You could even be shot by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a whole nother controversy. Oh, you were unarmed and they didn't have to shoot you. Listen, it is time for some critical thinking about your behavior, young folks, because what you're doing is not right. It's not
mm-hmm.
right, and it's going to cause you more harm than you truly, truly know. I'm trying
right.
to tell you, don't get mad at me. Don't get
mm-hmm.
mad at me thinking I'm threatening. I'm telling you something that I know from experience what is going to happen to you should you continue to display this kind of behavior. You're setting yourself
right.
up for the penitentiary. If you don't have
mm-hmm.
a record, you're going to get one behind this.
Exactly.
You're feeding right into the system, right into the
mm-hmm.
system that is not for you, but you're volunteering to be a part of it through ignorance. You're practicing ignorance because I know that you know right from wrong.
And when you have learned helplessness and learned hopelessness, you don't care.
Oh, here we go.
You don't care. Learned helplessness and learned hopelessness, so I don't give a crap. Because there's no tomorrow for me. There ain't no hope for me.
Well, where
so who cares?
Where they getting this from? You
it's
know,
not where they're learning it, from their environment, from what they see. If you growing up and you don't see no way out, and your mother doesn't see a way out, and your father's not there or present, you ain't got no food, you hungry, your mother don't care about you, there's nobody else that cares because everybody has learned hopelessness and learned helplessness around you. Your mama's getting drunk. She's a crackhead. She got five different men up in there. You got two, three, five. Have other children that ain't got the same baby father in your house full of rats and roaches, and you just trying to make it. You don't know what kind of background these children are coming from. They're coming from hell. I used to teach in the public school system in high school. They are coming from parents that smoke weed every day, sit up and watch Maury Povich, Who the Baby Daddy, and that's all they know. Ain't no other way out. This is my life for the rest of my life. I go in to go visit my pops. He's in jail. My brother went to go visit his pops. He's on the corner. You know, it's just hell some of these children are going through, and they don't have any feelings. So what the heck? What's the value of life? My life ain't worth nothing. What is the value of my life? How am I going to value your life and the next person's life when my life is a living hell? I get up every day in the morning. I got to go to school. My belly is, I'm starving. I ain't got no food. Therefore, I can't even think properly. I can't practice higher order thinking. I don't have critical thinking skills. I'm hungry. I didn't eat last night. My mama's on welfare. We can't even get food stamps. All right? This is
the way it is
for a lot of these kids.
And you know what? I don't get me wrong. I get that part. I truly do.
There's no hope.
You know, you would be the perfect attorney for them in court, because that's what they want to do. But moving right along, I get all of that. But when you got folks like myself, yourself, and others who are saying, hey, wait a minute, y'all, don't fall for that. Don't fall. We get it. We get about the conditions. We get it. But don't use that to jack up your life, because there's another part that you're not – being made aware of, that you're going to destroy yourself, and that is the plan for you to destroy
yourself. But they already feel destroyed.
Exactly, but we gotta wake them up. And how we wake them up is, listen, you better cut that out. Okay, you better cut that out. You've got plenty examples before you that you know have went to jail, died, whatever, behind that same type of thinking. You got to change that thinking. Time to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow
mm-hmm.
suit. You have had plenty of examples of that don't work.
But to go to jail is a badge of honor. That's your manhood. You didn't know?
No, this ain't about manhood. This is about...
That's your manhood to go to jail. You didn't go up north yet? That's your initiation. That's your right to passage.
Oh,
what?
Listen, honey. Let me tell you something, okay? I worked in the system. I worked in the system.
So you know.
Okay? And see, a lot of these young kids, young men and young women, see, they don't know the difference between a inmate and a convict, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Inmates is your Rackers Island local, you know, jails. Those are inmates. Okay? Convicts are housed up in those gladiator schools in upper New York, damn near Canada. Let me tell you something. You don't want to get up there with them.
Nope.
It's a brand new, I'm talking to these, some of these prisons, I can't even pronounce the names, okay? Hackensack and all, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
They up
mm-hmm.
there cutting down trees and with mm-hmm. axes and stuff, all right? You don't want to go up there with them talking about, oh, I'm here because I assaulted somebody on the sidewalk. What?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you here?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, partner.
That ain't nothing.
I ain't never getting out of here, okay? So what
mm-hmm.
I advise
mm-hmm.
you to do is do your little bid, mind your business,
mm-hmm.
get up out of here, and don't come back. Because I got you while
mm-hmm.
you're here.
But mm-hmm.
if you come back, when you get here, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And a lot of these young cats don't realize the depth of the penal system. This is not a playground.
Right.
This is not graduation. This is your worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Rackers Island for inmates. You know who run that jail? The gangs run that jail.
Same.
So nobody, there's nobody to protect you unless you down with them. And to be down with them, oh, it's costly.
Mm-hmm.
It's costly.
Right.
You really, really ready for all of that? Don't go for them jailhouse stories. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a setup. Because cats
yeah.
are coming from way up north, and when they get down, they got muscles everywhere, okay? And they
mm-hmm.
looking at
mm-hmm.
you like, this is what you volunteering for? Fool.
Mm-hmm.
Fool. If you got a chance not to go there, this is your chance to make a change in your life and not volunteer for that. I get it
mm-hmm.
about the conditions. I get it that
right.
you're being set up. I get it.
Right.
At the same
mm-hmm.
time, never tell yourself that you don't have a choice because you do. It may not be a easy choice. Still, you have a choice. And we're keeping it real right here on Friday. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to continue right after this. So don't go nowhere.
Hey, George.
Hey, girl. What's up? I haven't seen you around in a while. What's been happening?
Oh, I've been around dealing with those little knuckleheads at the rec center.
Got you. Okay, cool. Where you headed?
I was going to go hang with my girls. Going to see what we can get into.
Cool. Them girls. Oh, yeah, well, don't be a stranger because you're looking good, girl.
Thanks, Steve. You look good yourself. You got my number? Holla.
You know I love around the way, girl. She's in a humper top with some mirrors showing. Real cool and casual. Everything is everything. She's so natural. Strong and fly. You can't deny that she's around the way, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She's around the way, girl. Oh, yeah. You just need to flow.
Thank you.
say your number was? Let me get my cell phone. Check you out.
You're listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, the founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based here in Southeast Queens, New York. Tonight, we're keeping it real on Friday. New series I just started as of this evening. We're talking about current events, different aspects of society today. You know, basically whatever your flavor is, but we want to keep it real, okay? We're not sugarcoating nothing, all right? We're not cutting around the corner or beating around the bush. We're speaking up and speaking out tonight on Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. Let me welcome back my co-host, Sister Amianette. Wow, sister, that was quite a dialogue just now. But like I said, for those individuals who are acting out with this knockout game, you would be their perfect attorney to plead their case, you know. But I got to tell you, if I was the judge, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to hear that, okay? jail for everybody.
I agree.
But anyway, moving along. Before I move along, though, there's a brother on the line. Let me just bring him in and see if he got a comment. I don't know if he was listening to the first part, but I'm going to bring him in, and that is Brother Sheik. Good evening, brother. Can you hear me? Peace.
Yeah, I can hear you. Peace. What's going on? What's going on, Sister Onima? I bid you peace.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? How are you, Mr. Jihad?
Maintaining, you know, just trying to keep building.
Good.
I didn't even get the gist of the conversation, you know, which y'all was referring to. I didn't even catch the topic, let alone the conversation.
Tony, this is my brother from 24 years ago.
Oh, get out. Really?
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Well, longer than that,
you know.
A little longer. Yeah. So this is nothing new. Me nor the system
yeah.
is not new under this platform, any platform they're putting out there. I had to tell someone else, you know, I said, before they start spouting out, you know, how great they are, you know, find out who you are and not just pick up a title and say that's who you are. Because, you know, that's who
right.
you're saying you are. But is that really you? Is that really you?
Right.
I had to tell somebody in the 5% nation, I said, that's great. I said, you know, I said, we all are gods. We're all the gods. I said, but do you know
mm-hmm.
that word God means? You know, it was a brother of the Christian faith said, you know, that's blasphemous to say that. I said, who educated you to tell you that is the name of the Creator? That's the name of a
exactly.
human being, a man or a woman, either one. They're gods. I said, so, you know, you're talking about beauty, wisdom, and strength. So, man, this comes down a whole simple point. Like I was explaining to somebody else, I was just posted up something. I don't know whether y'all seen it. Now they're allowing felons to come back, you know, into the projects, right? You know, New York is starting. It's a test run to see how well it works. Well, I was explaining to somebody else, well, if you have pedophilia or some other kind of vicious, unthinkable crime, I highly doubt that they're going to allow you back to the system. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
even get their hopes up high to even be asinine and believe that. Like, okay, well, my
mm-hmm.
son is with 15-year-old kids. He can come back. No. They're not going to do it. Because you know what? It's an experiment. Because, you know, in a project, that's why it's called a project. It's an experiment.
Mm.
So, basically, I was telling them, I said, you know what? If there was order, in the black communities. I don't want to hear about no other community. I don't want to hear about an Asian, a Jew. I don't want to hear that. Honestly, I don't, because I don't hear them, you know, collectively having as much problems as we have on an hour-to-hour basis, let alone a day-to-day basis. No, I don't hear that. I don't hear anything about Mr. Gershowitz and Mr. Celestine, you know, sons, when they shot each other. I don't hear that. I don't hear about Ming Lee and Taiwan's kids, you know, doing that either. So I was explaining to them, the way they got the slave population going right now with the slave trade, these children are entrapped Everybody's blaming all these kids of today, generation to generation today. No, I blame you, the guardian, the parent. You know, because if you're not sitting down with your child and explaining to your child after they come out of the board of miseducation who they really are, what they gonna be thinking?
Say, say that again. Say the board of who?
Because you know me myself, I don't bite my tongue and I don't mince my words. You know, I'm not running for mayor. I don't want to be the next black president of the United States of America. I don't want to be none of that. I don't want to be not a soul of that. This is servant of the Most High. That's it. You know, so it just comes down to a whole simple point. As I was explaining to some of these sheeple, you understand, I don't care if you want to be a black Hebrew Israelite, you want to be a black Baptist Christian, a black Muslim, Abraham Muslim, whatever you know, whatever's comfortable for you, whatever zone of you, because who's to say whose truth is truth, you know, who's to say that that's your truth, you know, and until it becomes your truth, it's not a reality, you know, to you. You know, so as I was explaining to them, instead of everybody beating up on the children, oh, these kids of the day is bad. No, I blame you lazy ass, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to repeat it again, lazy ass individuals trying to take on the title to say you are a parent, and apparently you're not, you know. So it just comes down to a whole simple point. If the tree is not a good tree, not a barrel of good fruit, what do you expect is going to happen when it does bear the fruit? My mother told me a long time ago, you can't take a damn lemon tree and an orange tree and think you're going to get plums. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So let's just say this. Our people's state of consciousness, the so-called Africans, I've been telling people, I'm not an African, so you can say whatever you want to, African-American, African, Jew, African, none of that. You know, I know better than to label myself with a title some slave master gave my ancestors. So now, what it is, it just comes down to a whole simple point. As soon as you enlighten somebody to the point of, we got to get past that failure. You know what that failure is? It's, I'm not going to do it for myself because I know if I try it, I don't see no other niggas doing it. And they ain't making it. It ain't that many Jay-Z's and Puffy's and Oprah's and this, that, and the third, and whatever, and blah, 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 and Magic Johnson's and this, that, and the third. So automatically, you already set up the design for failure. Okay? You design for failure. You take the black home. Just to say this real quick. How many supportive black families is there in the United States, period? Explain that to me. And I'm quiet now. Mm-hmm. Somebody explain that to me.
Well, before we go there, you want to explain to us, sister? I'm listening.
You know, I'm not going there. I know that, and that goes back to what you were saying originally, Tony, in the very beginning of the show, the top of the show, about everybody wants to protect their spot. Okay, I've arrived now, and I'm not going to do anything to rock the boat to lose what I've gained. Now that I am a Boule, I am Boule Negro now. That means I'm down with the establishment and I'm so locked in tight that it's not even funny. I got such a clasp and a grasp on this system, and I'm such a part of it, and I'm so locked in, ain't nothing that I am going to do to mess that up.
All right. But let me ask you this, brother. Are you there?
You're right. She's 100% right. Now, I know from firsthand, because I know I got those, some of those people she referred to is on my personal fan page. And I don't have no problem letting them know neither. I know been well what Master told your little nigga ass. He told you just like this.
Watch it.
I don't care.
Hold on a second, man. Because you got a roll going on here. Hold on a second. I just want to ask you a quick question, okay? Because you didn't catch it. But then we're going to move on. I know you heard about this new game that these kids are playing, Knockout. What's your view on that?
Knockout, let me tell you something. The name alone, Tony, the name alone. Listen to that. Knockout. What good is it to knock something out, not unless it's a cold? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, the whole game Knockout, what is that, promoting and perpetuating violence? You know? Because, see, you'll take a child a lesser thought, and he'll go out there, and he'll imitate and emulate the game such as they've seen that lesser being did over there to the poor little kids up there in Connecticut. You understand? So you know, from sitting there watching these games and playing these games. Cause, and I'm going to tell you where I blame the parents once again. The, you know, the modern-day babysitter, I ain't talking about when this old gray head on TV. The modern-day babysitter right now is a video game. The babysitter, the video game. All they ain't bothering me. I don't care. Let them play for hours. It don't make a difference. So now this child is absorbed in this game. Now with this knockout, I never even looked and checked it. I heard about it. I didn't check it. A few people was talking about it, you know, and it wasn't no good talk. And I said, of course. Well, it's the same way how they teach these kids in the military. Look at all these games. You can go on a mission and go over there and kill somebody, and whatever the case may be. And that's where a lot of them is running. They even got a way you can practice to shoot people. You understand? So I know that well, another game knockout, because it's the modern-day devil. Demons, some call them dragons, some dragons, and whatever. They're going to put that out there because, you know what, what's the best way to destroy a nation? First get it the mother of all civilization. What's the next step? Start poisoning the seed, because guess what now? The mother and the father of civilization got to both work so damn hard. Guess what now? Who's there to monitor the kids? Who's there to groom the children? You know who's there? Guess what? The streets and video games. You know, then it comes to everybody want to be a rapper. I got to blow up like Kanye. I got to do this, that, and the third. You know, now between that poison and then that poison with the trick vision, you know, where they sitting there playing them, I want to learn them how to be a drone. You know, sitting there playing them games like a drone, like, you know, 12 hours. Look how much time their minds are going. I know people let their kids play from sun up to sundown. And you can't blame the child, because guess what? The child don't know no better. The child only knows what the hell you allow that child to know. Only.
Well, you,
any
you know what?
Thoughts is childish thoughts.
You're making some valid points, you know. These kids, they just rolling around executing violence at will.
Yeah.
You know, and then you know, we want stand your ground laws changed. We want stop and frisk changed. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is a hard argument. It's, you know,
it is.
Stop
here
and frisk. I don't like stop and frisk because of the way
I don't like it.
That
that's
why
I'm not 200% against it, neither.
Because look at what we perpetrate in our community. Look at what we perpetrate in our communities. Okay, so you know, nothing is said about that. See, there's two sides to this, and nobody wants to talk about that part. You know,
mm-mm.
that these kids are rolling around,
mm-hmm.
rolling up to innocent individuals, and practicing acts of violence. You know, you talked about. How they practice how to shoot.
Tony, did you hear that in the background? Did you hear that in the background? You got six kids just shot at somebody.
Oh, no,
six
I didn't hear that.
And they're running across the street. You didn't hear the pow, pow. I know you heard it.
No, I didn't hear that.
As you said, they're running around and the next thing, go pow, 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 pow. That's what you heard in the background.
Right. Well, watch your mouth a little bit on there, bro.
Yeah, I'm
trying to like not have a cursing, but it's okay. But at the same time, you said something about they practice how to shoot. Well, let me tell you something, man. They're not practicing real well because a lot of little babies has been getting shot, okay?
Yeah, getting killed. Well, getting killed. Everybody but the one they want to aim at.
Exactly. Because they're not looking when they shoot. Okay, they got their eyes closed, and they just pointing the gun in the direction and firing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the communities are standing by watching this happen, all right? Community mm-hmm. folk, you need to wake the hell up and take your community back, okay? Stop being afraid, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you stand up, they're going to respect that you're standing up.
Yeah,
when you're going to get that respect, that you're saying, oh, no, you're not coming in here killing no more babies. We ain't having it. See, we turn this around, society will look at us a whole lot different. We start to monitor and govern our own the way that we should. Our status in society will change. But I want to move on. I don't want to stay stuck there because... you know, some other things took place. I know you heard about the young woman who was in an accident in Michigan, and apparently, I don't know if she stumbled up on this person's porch. She was in a white community, and the guy shot through the door, here in the face, and killed her. You know, they today charged him with her death. You know,
just today.
You know, after anger and outrage from different folks. Okay, is they going to use the stand your ground law? You know, what is the case? Because the prosecutors are saying this was racially motivated. You know, she was a young woman. I think she was 19 years old. Right. Mm-hmm. She didn't. The guy was saying he was afraid. She was trying to break in, but there was no signs of her attempting to break in or anything. They did give They did give her status of she was the alcohol. She was double the limit in her system, and also that she did have marijuana in her system, which, you know, whenever it seems to be a young black man or woman, we have to come with the toxicology results, don't really matter in instances like hers, Trayvon Martin's, and others.
Trayvon Martin, exactly. But you don't see the pattern. 117 black male, 119 black female. All of a sudden, now they do a toxicology report on Trayvon. God bless his soul. Next step, they do it on this sister here. Oh, they had marijuana and alcohol in their system, but yet you never heard one time them say they did a toxicology on that little devil, George Zimmerman. You will not hear him say they did a toxicology on this fool what shot through a door. And Tony, you know what's funny about if he shot through the door, and why it was no damage done to the door? That looked like somebody the way they got it laid out. If somebody he opened the door. And it's fired. You understand? Point blank fired in her head or whatever the case may be. Because if I shoot through this door, what I'm saying about, I shoot through this door, well, what I got, it's going to put a big hole through the door and a big hole in the target if they're still stupid enough to still stand there. So I'm like, I don't agree with that. That story about a spitzy man, if you know what I mean, is the damn Watergate scandal. Come on, man. Stop it. So you can't rock me to sleep with that. I know what it's about.
But this is a regular occurrence.
This ain't no. It's an occurrence, Tony, that they chose, just like you hit the key source. If there wouldn't have been no stink, as my mother used to say, people didn't put up a stink about it, it would have been swept under the rug like the rest of those other thousands of cases. What's going on like that? From lynchings to executions. That woman was executed. Trayvon Martin was executed. Malcolm Shabazz was executed. And I can prove what I'm saying. They don't want me to dance in the courtroom. I beat four federal cases. I have no problem beating something as minute as that. And it's minute to me. That one's an open and shut case. That ain't even going to take 2 days or 3 weeks. You know? So I just come down a whole simple point. It's an execution. But you know why? It's nothing really being said. It goes back to what I was saying. First of all, the world deems African-Americans as savages. The women, sluts, the guys are gangsters and dope pushers and murderers and rapists and everything else, when it's really the other team which takes some titles, you know. But, you know, when you got the winning hand, I mean, like, yo, you can say what you want to say. But it just comes down a whole simple point. They don't say nothing because they think, well, look, those niggas are killing their own selves. They ain't seeing what's going on. Everybody always talking about the black on black crime, right, with these kids. Why they shooting each other? Like I was telling you, you ever been a gang banger? No. If you haven't, shut up. I have. And I mean a gang banger. You know? So it just comes down to a whole simple point. It's like me trying to tell you about a dope thing. I don't know about a dope thing.
Hold on, Brother Dyer. You got it going. Okay. I mean, you know, valid points. valid points. I can't take that from you, you know, but something that you said that always stands out is that, you know, when incidents like Renisha, that's her name, happen.
Yeah, Renisha.
And we protest and, you know, we display that we want justice and what happened was unjust. One thing that they say, you know, and I said this before, I know they're saying this, you know, how dare they make all this noise when their own is killing each other in their communities on a daily basis, you know? And people don't want to hear that. That stuff people don't want to hear, but I'm sorry. I'm keeping it real right here today on Friday. If you don't like it, too bad, okay? Yeah. Because the truth is the truth, you know, and it is time to start telling the truth about where we're coming up short at and stop pointing the fingers, blaming,
exactly.
Because all this blaming is not changing anything. I've heard all the conscious, you know, spewing what's what, you know, and it's like, okay, fine. Now what are we going to do from here?
Because
we can't change that part of society that we keep talking about. So what are we going to do? And we are not doing enough. I'm not going to say we're not doing anything because that's not true. We're not
doing enough.
We're not doing enough, okay? All we are doing is we're doing more blaming than accounting.
Yes.
You know, I said this before, you know, when the buses show up, the blame bus is always full. But that accountability bus always has seats.
Listen, you can pick your own seat. You don't have to worry about even the seat. You can pick your own seat. You can sit in the front, the back, the middle, plenty of room.
Exactly. You know,
you bring a few friends and a couple of family members, plenty of room.
Right, exactly. Now, moving right along, I know you're aware of the Central Park Five, okay?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
I had the privilege of working in the facility that they were locked up in, a place called Harlem Valley up in Dutchess County, okay?
Yeah.
And I must say, okay, all of them maintained the fact that they did not do it, all right? Now, of course, nobody believed them because everybody who's locked up generally says, I didn't do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they were pretty adamant about the fact that we did not do it. And, of course, years later, it was found out they did not do it, that the individual that did do it, his DNA matched, and he was convicted. Now, they have been battling in court for restitution or reparation, whatever you want to call it. Okay? They've been proven innocent, okay, for a couple of years now. And the city of New York don't want to pay him. Because talking about $250 million would hurt the city's budget. Who cares?
Oh, please, they are owed big time. They can't get their lives back. They can't get their character back. They can't get their lives back. No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Tony, you're leaving out a fatal part, right? Because like I told you, I was incarcerated in 90 as well, right? It comes down to a whole simple fact. They also found out, Tony, which they failed to bring this up, too, and the reason why it's up to $250 million, why they said $250 million, is because the simple fact is, the district attorney's office, lacing people's cases, what I mean by that, was falsifying information and, you know, and just, you know, hitting people with all sorts of crazy time and crimes, you know, because the whole simple fact, did anybody ever ask this question, by the way, while this case was going on, did anybody take any spermatozoa samples from out of this woman to say it was these black men what did this to this woman? Did you ever hear that story? That's the question I'm asking. Did you ever, or you, sister, or you brother, ever hear the story that they took a DNA, they did a rape kit test on her, and they found these boys semen in the woman? You never heard that story, did you?
No.
Because it never existed because it was never done. Do you get it?
Right, exactly.
That's why it's $250 million they want. because I know I was railroaded, and I know when the boys went in. I got picked up at 65th Street in Central Park. You remember that, Lee? So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, what is this?
Big time.
With father. Remember? With
yep.
Father.
Well, Josh,
mm-hmm.
well, Josh.
Big time.
Just came home about 2 years ago.
Let me say this. Number one, okay, the mm-hmm. victim, okay, she was somebody in society. They didn't release her identity. Okay, they didn't release her identity, so somebody had to go down. Whether they did it or not, somebody was going to jail, okay? These young cats, they were in the park. What they were doing, I can't say. They said they were wilding out or whatever.
No,
okay?
No,
so
they weren't. They had come from Harlem. Yeah.
Right. Well, I said, I'm only going by what they said. I wasn't mean, I don't know.
Right.
But what I do know, okay, they grilled these cats to the point of, you know, they would have said they shot Kennedy. They just, you know what I mean? They stressed them out that hard, okay?
Right.
And, you know, they wind up getting convicted. And now it is time to make up for what has been done to them, and they're fighting it. Now, New York has just elected a new mayor. He has...
Mayor Dinkins at the time.
Yeah, right. It was Dinkins at the time. Matter of fact, you're absolutely
right.
It was
Dinkins, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we have a new mayor here in New York, De Blasio. He stated that he is going to see to make sure that they, you know, get paid. You know, that they get their money. Which, you know, for me, it's like, wow. You know, what kind of society that do we live in where people are found innocent? You did them an injustice. You put them away in prison. You took away
them to prison life.
Exactly.
And
you took away the rest of their teen years based on the fact someone had to go to jail because this woman was somebody in society.
Right.
And then
you
find out
of back in the day, let's pick a Negro and say that they did it. You know, after them crackers down south would rape them little white girl. Yeah, we're going to bring it on.
Hold on. Okay.
Same process.
This goes on. This other cases where people have been convicted falsely, gotten out, and they've been paid. But for some unknown reason, because you can't give me this city budget crap, okay, because there's five of them. All right, we're talking about $250 million once taxes and all of that is taken out. Okay, that money's going to be divided up between them, okay? But what it did to them mentally is a whole nother story. See, that part needs to come out. That's why I'm so glad they did the movie, okay?
Yeah.
They destroyed these kids' lives.
They did.
Because now you're trying to operate in society, work, what have you, and the next thing you know, oh, you were one of the Central Park Five? Oh, no, we can't.
Yeah, that cloud is always going to hang over their heads. Always.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Now you got that stigma attached to you.
No. Well, you know how it goes. First of all, it's been going like that, man, since the J. Edgar Hoover days. First it's called character assassination. Then if they can get away with it, they'll assassinate you, you know. So that's always going to hug over their heads. Those are the kids from the Central. No, I'm not no Central Park Five, nothing. My mother didn't name me that. I would tell them that off the bat. That is my name, you know. So, you know, and the nastiest part about it is you remember the governor said on TV he don't feel they deserve to get nothing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
An injustice has been done. They need to be paid, okay, to the fullest amount. And I hope they get every dime that they're entitled to. I hope the mayor keeps his word. I truly hope he keeps his word, okay, because I know they're going to be on appeals here and appeals over there because they don't want
to.
Well,
if they have
them
to take it to the high court, they may have to go to high court
for that.
Also, they're going to use the argument of, okay, some of them did continue to get in trouble. See, I know they're going to use that. I grew up with a friend of mine. He was, there was a murder in the neighborhood. And he was convicted for it. and found out that he wasn't part of what happened, and he got out. And in order for him to get paid, because, you know, they sued, he was supposed to get a couple of million or whatever, but the stipulation was for him to get the money, he couldn't get in any more trouble. He'd stay out of trouble. Well, unfortunately, he did get in trouble, and he didn't get no money, you know. And I see them trying to use the same kind of thing in this case, you know. And where I stand is, it doesn't matter whether they got in any more trouble. For that case, the justice system was wrong, bottom line, and they need to be paid. They were locked away, okay, and I'm telling you, they were kids when I saw them, you know. They were one of the first that I saw, you know, because when I got there, I'm a new jack at the facility, and, you know, I'm finding out who's in there, and they're going, those are the Central Park Five right there. I'm like,
and that was
yeah.
in Hudson Valley. That was in Hudson Valley.
Right, Dutchess
County. That's up by my father,
Okay.
Yeah.
This place, they were in a dungeon. This place was called Harlem Valley, a dungeon. Wingate, New York.
Wow.
A dungeon.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They closed it, thank God. This is where they were sending New York's worst juvenile offenders, youthful offenders. Okay, some of these kids were in there from, like, age 13 and up. They had the max they could get was, like, 9 to life. All right? Once they reached 18, they sent them to the adult penitentiary. Meantime...
Wow.
They stuck them in this place, and when I tell you it was a dungeon, it was a dungeon. Three hots and a cot, some okey-doke education and recreation, that was it. They were not trying to rehabilitate these kids, make them productive members of society, none of that.
There was no hope.
This is,
no hope.
No, right, exactly.
Well, not at
this
all.
Is where I first got involved with troubled youth and young adults, and it broke my heart in there because, you know, I watched these kids, and I said to myself, my God, these are, when you caught them alone and when they wasn't with general population and you looked in their faces, it was, you know, for me, it was like, these are young kids, baby-faced killers.
That's right.
I mean, every crime you could think of, these kids had done, but they weren't trying to help them. They weren't.
No.
This is what they do in these facilities.
Oh, no, ain't no rehabilitation.
Pardon me?
It's rehabilitation, not rehabilitation.
They weren't trying to help them, bottom line.
No,
they weren't trying
to. Not at all.
I had some individual one-on-one counseling with some of these kids, and to hear their backgrounds, it was horrendous. Some of it was heartbreaking.
Right.
Right. So when I see these kids, the Central Park Five, you know, I know some of their backgrounds and where they come from and what was done to them. You know, this is still goes on in society today with the youth today. They're not trying to help these kids.
Not at all.
They're not trying to help
even
these
in the
kids.
School system. Even in
exactly.
the school system, when I used to do detention, I used to do the detention hall in Gwinnett County, Georgia. And I had one teacher that I had to contend with him because his thing was, you know, statistically, you know, he was a white guy, didn't have much hope for our children. Of course, it was our black boys that were in detention in a multiracial school. It was most of them, they were sending our black boys more than anybody else to the detention classes, all right? And it's called in-school detention, you know, where you were expelled or you were suspended and you had to do in-school detention. So I was the in-school detention teacher, and I had one guy say to me, he was the detention teacher, I was working with him. He says, you know what, statistically, you can look on Gwinnett County mugshots, and you'll see some of their faces there. Because guess what? They're going to jail. He said, this is just the first stop for them. So these boys here, they're on their way to jail. I'm like, really? So this is what you think, huh? You know, there's no hope. They're just on their way to jail. No hope, no nothing. Not, you know what? While they're here in detention, I'm going to make a difference in their lives. Nothing. You don't think like that. You just think, they're going to jail.
No. Yeah. Automatically, listen, programming failure, and it starts from the womb.
That's right.
failure into
yep.
the womb, to the seed, to feed that to the baby, even through food products, you can believe it or not.
Right.
Stuff that they drink, this, that, and the third, because if you really look inside of the urban communities right now, there's so many
yep.
sisters is obese. And, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And their daughters got bigger bosoms than they do. You understand?
Yep.
And then they wear these little half-cut short dresses, and you see it, Tony, on the Facebook, and so do you, sister. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, if they were showing any more breasts, I mean, when a baby, if somebody walked by with a baby, the baby going to start crying because he's going to think it's breastfeeding time. It just comes down the whole damn point. When you look at it for what it is, you know, like I told one little girl and her friend, if I was to wear a policeman's uniform, and I got a gun and a badge, and I got the hat on and everything, shoes shining and everything else, and you was in trouble, you would run up to me and think I'm a police officer, right? I said, of course. So I said, yo, well, when you dress like you're a prostitute, well, that's the way men is going to look anyway, because they mostly think with their lower head, they're part, you know, they're carnal. They're carnal. More,
right.
You know, they're ethereal more than carnal, but they can't exercise their ethereal because they can't even overcome mm-hmm. their carnal. So now, it just
right.
comes down to a whole simple point, and when they say, bitch, because they keep hearing you saying, a bitch like me ain't having it. And then if they call you that, now you're getting offended because you are letting off a certain aura through your dress, through your mannerisms, your body language. Everything
right.
is saying to you is you are not representing a mother of civilization, you know. So why should they respect you? Now with these little boys wearing their pants off their butt, like I put up there and I put up a video because I was in Cali. I know where it started. You understand that? I mean, you got pumped in jail, and your butt is on the auction block with the inmates. You understand?
Mm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and you walking around, and you showing your drawers and your butt cheeks. Well, if there is a homosexual male out there, he is looking at your butt cheeks. So now you're going to get mad because he's like, hey, or whatever the case may be, and blow his brains out. Like what happened down there in the Lonely Sky where that boy got shot in the face and that thing, and he meant to do it, and he's glad he did. You know? So now, here we go. Let's get down to the whole point. I want to touch this topic right here. So many
young Before you do that, okay, we're going to breathe
yes,
a
sir.
Minute. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back.
Okay.
We're going to touch on what you want to talk about. And there's a couple other things I want to mention. So don't go nowhere.
Yes,
just stand by, brother. Thank you.
I'm going to hold like Billy Joe.
Baby, can I touch your body?
Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight, we're keeping it real on Friday. New series I started as of today. Fridays will be Keeping It Real. We've been talking about the knockout game, young woman who was shot in Michigan, and the man who's just been charged for her death. Also, the Central Park Five and the statement that Mayor-elect de Blasio has made as far as making sure that they get paid their money from their suit. If you're listening, our calling number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. I'll bring you in on tonight's discussion. We're keeping it real here on Friday. Okay, just kind of watch your language, watch any background noise that may be going on when you do call in, because this is being taped. Also, the chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. I'll read them off on the air, or I'll answer them myself. Also, if you can't get in the chat room and you're on the Blog Talk Radio site for Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio, you can sign in via Facebook or Twitter. That'll get you right into the chat room. My co-host for tonight is Sister Amunette. Always a pleasure to have her aboard. And
Thank you very much.
I got Brother Jihad on the line. But before I go back to him, I just want to say that with this new thing on Fridays, okay, there's no particular topic, but whatever you do bring, you know, we're dealing with facts and truths, okay, and we're not afraid to say what it is. Yes, we do try to be politically correct. Sometimes it's just not like that, you know. So if you're afraid to call in and say some stuff that you feel, just feel free to put it in the chat room. You know, I'll read it off, and I won't break your anonymity. But right now, I'm going to go back to Brother Jihad because of something that he wanted to bring up. Brother Jihad, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. You know, what I wanted to bring up is, you know, it's just that as we see the cycle and the pattern of every single day, there's more and more children killing each other like crime. We have 83% of black males in United States prisons. It's more incarcerated inmates than it was, you know, in the time of the slave trade back in the 1860s, early 1860s, before this proclamation, emancipation, whatever they want to call it. I call it, I ain't even going to get into what I call it, but, you know, it just comes down to the whole simple point of the matter is, you know what, man, when you have these babies having babies out here, because that's basically what it is. Some of these little girls look more developed than a woman is 30 years old, you know? So it just comes down to a whole simple point. And if the mother, which is the teacher, and basically the guide, I know everybody, the dad got to be there, the dad got to be there. No, it's mandatory that the mother got to be there because mom is the first one to educate the children, teach them the ABCs of wiping their nose. So now when it comes down to a whole simple point that where they have to work, many mothers, I know many women who work, have to work. And like you were saying back even with the video games, well, 80% of these kids is caught up in video games. You understand? And as that is putting a psychological effect and scar on these children, you understand, they think it's all right to go out and kill somebody. It's nothing. So what? You know, I got status. Then they wonder why you got more gangbangers than graduates. You understand? Because now, look at the table. You know, we ain't going to put the blame game on nothing, but I put the stink where it belongs, you know? You know, it just comes down to a whole simple point. There's no activities which is for, you know, a conscious, you know, elevation nowhere basically except a few places. Now, there's no way in the world for you to squeeze, this is roughly saying a million children into a facility that can only hold 1,000. So now you only have 1,000 children in there, maybe plus 2 or 3. And what happens to the rest of that percentile of children? They're left out here on the streets. Now, if the mother's working and the father's working, both of them working two jobs apiece, guess what? She's basically going, all right, well, a lot of parents think teachers are supposed to raise their children. You understand? They're under that foolery, you know, and I call it the Board of Miseducation for a reason, not the season. So now the streets. You know, and especially with hip-hop music. I'm an originator of hip-hop music. You know, archive. It just come down a whole simple point. It went sour in 1983. 85 was a dynamic year for the poisoning of the people of color's mind. So think about everything went down in 85. Crack. Ain't no more hip-hop music now. It's called rap music. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a rapper. No more MCs. This a rapper. So now it just come down between the videos that they see, Tony, and sister, the videos that they see on TV is stuck in their mind. These kids will learn the words to a song quicker than they'll learn the words to a scripture. You understand? Or quicker than they'll learn about mathematics and science. Got it down packed so bad, you know, they might as well do the record. Some of them do it better than the ones that made. Now you got these little girls doing twerking. What is a twerking? What civilized?
What is that? You know,
dance?
Really?
What is that? It's
well, hold on. See, there we go. I wasn't going to say anything, but since you went there, okay. Twerking. Who started the twerking? Was it young women? Hold on. Sister Aminette, I'm gonna ask my co-host this. Who started the twerking?
I don't even know, but I think it's just booty popping, personally. That's what I gather, and that's been going on forever. They just give it a new name, like anything else, and there's nothing new under the sun.
Okay, I asked that because, you know, you say booty popping, okay. I'm not saying she's wrong. I just want to say something. Those of you that are listening, or maybe in the chat room, okay, this is not anti-homophobic. I'm not, but I need to say this, okay? It's a man who holds the title, world title. He's in the Guinness Book of Records for twerking.
Wow.
Something's wrong with that.
Something's
wrong. I'm sorry for
laughing. Something's wrong with that. I just think, maybe it's my acceptance level. I don't know. Okay, but it just doesn't sit right with me. Okay,
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. No,
how do you get to
be
the title holder of twerking? And you're a man. Even if you're a gay man, I don't care. All right, it's just something doesn't sit right. Seriously, I'm sorry.
Hey, man,
it just doesn't
man,
sit right.
How you get that title? I guess that's when he sent the grand people on his knee with, hey, I was the king of the twerk.
How do you explain that? You know, I don't know. We're going to move on. Anyway, we're going to move on. God, you made some very valid points about the parenting and what needs to be done, and it's not happening. And you even broke it down to two-parent home. You didn't even say single parent. You said two-parent,
yeah.
You know. I believe when it is two parents, a child has a better chance out here in today's society. Okay? See, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm well aware that peer
pressure.
Huh? Say again?
Statistics prove that. Statistics prove that. Yeah.
Right. At the same time, see, I realize when your son or daughter leaves out of that house, there's some serious peer pressure out there. Serious peer pressure,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Not like it was back in the day, okay? The peer pressure today is, you know, I want to stay alive. I don't want to get beat up, okay? And the level that it's at today, these kids, I mean, it's real serious. It's not like what some people may think, you know, like it's easy. No, it's not easy. These kids got to get to school, get home. Safely, go to store safely, go wherever
mm-hmm.
they're going and return safely without getting caught up in the madness that's out there waiting for them and enticing them
mm-hmm.
to be a part of. That's serious. And kids go through that coming from good homes, coming from
right.
good homes, and some get
mm-hmm.
trapped off in it because they're trying
yeah.
to survive. They're trying to survive,
right.
you know, and that makes the parents' job, I would say, more difficult because a parent has to go to work or a parent just is not going to be there all the time, okay? Because there's a lot of good kids who have died. They weren't bad kids.
Right.
They were good kids.
No.
They might have been going
yeah.
to the store, going wherever they were going, and got killed. And it's not because
yeah.
their parents did a bad job. It's because of
no.
the element that's out there in our community.
Right.
And
then you get into
it,
nature versus nurture. That's what that is. Nature versus
wow.
nurture.
Wow, that is
yes.
it in a nutshell. Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move on because I don't know if you heard, but again, and this is starting to be just as regular as gun violence in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this evening, Paramus, New Jersey, Garden State Plaza Mall.
That wasn't this
shows
evening.
Up.
I think that was last week.
Is it last week? No,
that was
that's
last
today.
Week.
No. This is another one. This is another one. That is
another
today.
One?
Yes. Garden State Plaza in Paramus. 20-year-old
yeah, because
shows
he came
up.
To the mall and shot and then shot himself and shot the mall.
Yeah, somebody
no, whoa,
me,
whoa,
yeah.
Let me finish the story. This is today, not last week. As I said, this is starting to be a very regular, okay? The guy last week was in Jersey, but he was in another mall, not this mall. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Is this a new one?
You are wrong.
Okay. I am wrong.
Right.
They just released
I know what
the
I'm
video.
Talking about.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. You're absolutely right. They just released the video. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. My bad. I just saw that part.
Okay.
Okay.
We forgive
but
you.
The description, which is still regular anyway, but the description
right.
is
yeah.
totally different than what they gave before. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Black motorcycle helmet, black clothing, carrying a gun. And anyhow, they said he looked before. Okay? And, again, they kill themselves right after they do this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's the real coward way out. But wait a minute. That leads to a whole bigger thing with the false flag operative media stunts. That they don't
mm-hmm.
have a witness after it's over. See, we can look at it
yeah.
even from a bigger standpoint. You can say, well, society's gone mad, and these people are just copping out after they kill. But I think it may be a little bit deeper than that. It could be, you know, you want to get into the whole conspiracy theory or whatever like that. It could be a lot bigger than what we know in terms of what they're doing in terms of testing, ushering in martial law, which the only way that martial law can be ushered in is to make you believe that you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need some clarity. That's what the hell I need because It's always the, okay. It's always the same MO, okay?
Nobody notices. Be a pattern?
There is
a pattern.
But hold on, sister. Hold on, sister. There is a pattern. But people are telling me there is no pattern. This is just, you know, incidental or
but
whatever
that's
you want.
When you get into higher black ops, false flag, deep stuff, that's not just the media. That is deeper than that. It is deep.
Hold on. It's always the same M.O. The guy shows up in the black outfit carrying guns, and nobody notices anything. I don't get it.
It's a script. It's a script. It's a script. I can show you things. Now, this will probably get your show shut down, but I can show you things on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Okay, and research and websites of people that look at this stuff closely. And you'll start seeing, they start using the dead people, the same faces in the same stories.
Like
it's the same actors, the same faces.
Hold on, John. I'm going to let you speak. Hold on. It's no coincidence because this past week, I was looking at you, okay, and you're right. They have several in-depth videos about some of these shootings. And the one that I looked at the other day was Sandy Hook. Okay?
The father.
There was some, stuff that I have to admit that there was some inconsistencies here. Okay? When you really, see, it never occurred to me when I first saw the scene. There was nobody really frantic. There was nobody, none of the EMS was helping anybody. It seemed like everybody was just standing
around, kind of
casual. You know, then you're talking about all these kids got killed. There were some things that was just inconsistent. There were several other people who were picked up, and, you know, what happened to them? We don't know. There was an eyewitness who said, oh, they just got this other guy. He's in the police car. He's sitting in the front of the police car. What the hell is going on? So there's a pattern here. I don't know what truly is going on. Something is going on because it's the same MO. Guys in black, they got guns. They're firing shots. Now they're just firing shots. They're not hitting anybody. But in the end, they always seem to kill themselves. Now,
it's a script.
I don't know. You know, I read about terrorism in other countries, and I hear, you know, what do the terrorists do? They strap up with C4, they roll in, blow themselves up, and that's the end of it. Is that what's going on here? Because it seems like they're rolling in, shooting up whoever they can, and then they kill themselves.
What do you know about false flag operatives?
Yeah, of course, and they're programmed anyway.
What do you know about false flag operatives?
Well, explain it to me. Maybe I don't know. I don't know.
Please, all right, this is going to be your homework assignment.
Oh,
and then we're going to come back and talk about it. You got a homework assignment, Tony. Your homework assignment is to research false flag operatives in the media.
That's my homework. Okay, I'm going to check
and
that
just
out.
Just Google it, and see, I want you to go through every credible-looking source that you can find that looks credible. Not rinky-dink, not garbage, not some thrown-together, non-intelligent, non-logical explanation.
Okay, great. I'm going to do that. Do me a favor, sister. Hold this down, because I'm going to screen a few calls. There's a few callers that just got in. I want to see who's on the line, okay? So hold it down for me.
Okay, not a problem. Yes, but, as I was saying, to the people, and that's, a lot of people don't know much about that, but I will say, with our society, a lot of things in this day and time is not what it seems. And, Jihad, you already know about that. So, things are not what they seem to be and what they appear to be, and the more high-tech we get, the more virtual we can get, the more matrix we can get.
So, you know,
you
know
see,
all about that.
Did you see where my cousin Gail Mendez, she had put up the same lady what was supposedly the school teacher who got assassinated in Sandy Hook was the same one that got shot up in the Boston Marathon shoot.
Yes, it was the same lady.
Same photo. And like I was trying to explain to the brother, that's why, you know, sometimes we bump heads. I was explaining to the brother, brother, this whole system is designed to fool you, to deceive you.
Right.
Make you think you have freedoms that you really don't have.
That's right.
Your mouth. No, you just have freedom to run your mouth. You can say whatever you want to say. You can just run your mouth, this, that, and stuff. Well, as well, I'll tell on my page, on Guns of God, right, we got conscious thinkers on there, right? You're not going to run down the okey-doke where, well, okay, well, maybe that, no, but that's not the way it is. That's the way it is. So, and I'm not here to sugarcoat it because I'm not on that we shall overcome, not me.
Come, no.
I ain't with it.
That day has passed.
If we get over.
Right. We have to come. Right.
Come first,
you know,
we
should have been over since we came.
We should have been around. We should have been around.
Right.
Look at the Mexicans. They just got over here and they done overcame already. What's going
on? Right. And they done took over.
And listen to this. Now, look, everybody laugh. Look at that little girl wearing the combat boots and the dress. Now, oh, snap. Look at that little girl wearing the combat boots and the dress that daddy owned four of those stores in 200 acres of land.
That's right.
And look at our dumb ignorance self talking about them people, and we only got a low shack maybe, or either we live in a PJ or we live in a tenement building.
Right.
Paying car notes.
Especially up north, and in the south, that's the beauty of the south. The beauty of the south, and when you go to places like Atlanta, you know, and you know because your sister's in that area, you know, you see that we can get stuff. You can get something. You have a better shot in the south. You do.
Yeah, you go.
And in places like Atlanta, progressive, like Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, progressive southern places.
Yeah, my niece, but she
left.
And it just come down to a certain point of the matter, right, is I was telling people, see, one thing my mother taught me in the 70s, she said, I said, Ma, what made you want to stay up in New York? She said, well, she said, I didn't really want to stay, but your father did. She said, but one thing down south, if your crackers don't like you, they'll let you know to your face. And he's up
That's
north.
Right.
These upshelf crackers. They'll smile on your face. Yes.
Keeping it real Fridays here, okay? Hold on a second, Jihad. I got the street educator from Brooklyn on the line. I'm give him a few moments and let him give his spiel on keeping it real on Fridays here. Brother Efron. Good evening. Can you
hear me? What's up, brother? Hi. Yes,
peace.
I can hear you, brother. Peace. Ever so blessed. Peace out to each and every one of you that's there.
Peace.
Man, this is a beautiful topic that you have going on here. I give all praise. Again, you know me. I'm the type of mind that every time I hear this, it moves me. It moves me deeply in my soul because we are people realistically in war. This intellectual realities of this war is so powerful that it breaks your heart to see how so many of us are asleep. So many of us are so captivated by the realities of ignorance, and the other half are so captivated by the realities of stupidity, so they can't even begin to see the strength of this war. It's not coincidental at the rate that these children of this generation have no regards for life. I mean, literally taking their lives. And the realities of more so than ever before, you got broke families. More so than ever before, you got destroyed community values. It's none of this is coincidental. And you don't hear none of the supposedly educated minds really fighting their tears to sit back and look at reality and say, how did you do this from one generation, I'll say from the 60s. I'm not even going to the 40s. I'm just going to say the 60s. How did you get from the 60s? To this stage, at this period of time, how did you get us to be able to have so much hatred towards one another? And I'm not talking about any other ethnic group of people. I'm talking about we are people that have been through in life what no other ethnic group of people has ever been through. Hitler never even touched half of a percentage of what we've been through throughout all of history. So when we look at the realities of it, and I'm talking about the educated minds, reality of what we've been through as a people, we should be the people that walks fighting our tears because we can see what is intentionally being done to us. I mean, when you see that this ideal of having access to these guns, you have these guns, but yet you don't have factories to manufacture these guns. You have these guns, yet you don't set the standards of law to say whether or not you should be in possession of these guns. And then every time you give birth, the only mental ideal of existence, self-worth, and power in the mind of that newborn is to be able to say, I'm in possession of a dead thing. Refuse it. When we get a chance to really hear this, and I hear statements about what the media is giving up, I don't care what the media is giving up. I really don't care what the media is revealing and how it's revealing it. What breaks my heart is that it has a percentage of truth. So if it's just telling 10% of truth, which means another law of life, that right there is enough for me. That's enough for me to have to fight every bit of strength that I have to hold on to my sanity, to hold on to my tears, because I know that not only am I a father, I'm also a black man, a conscious black man, a caring black man, and I also understand that just as we are doing what we are doing to each other, you are recognizing your communities as being taken over. Just understanding that alone makes you understand that this is intentional and we are losing. The biggest modernized concept at this day and time is the prison system. New concept of slavery. You don't hear them speaking on behalf of it. And then I want to put one more thing on the floor. I want each and every one of you to do the research and ask yourself, why doesn't it bother you that you say so much about the educational system and you want your children to be an advanced, educated mind in the social system, but when it comes time to do the history and to say how advanced history, advanced mind, and educated mind you are, there's nothing really on the history of you and the realities of what you've been through as being who you are, so that that child can be able to understand what it took to not only build this land, but what human rights they should have to be able to maintain this land, to maintain their life. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Come tell me. If I'm not making sense, I will shut up. Am I making sense?
No, I think you're making perfect sense. I think it's logical. I think I hear your concern. I hear your passion. I hear, you know, everything that you're saying, you know, loud and clear. And it's logical and it's succinct. And I'm feeling everything that you're saying wholeheartedly. I hear the cry that, you know, we're in crisis. And, you know, we need to do something. Something needs to be done. But I hear the crisis alert in your voice. So, you know, that's what I'm hearing.
Thank you. I want us to be able to do the most beautiful thing that God ever gave us. I want us as a people to start reinstilling the values within the lives that we give birth to. And the simplest thing is to just say good morning, good afternoon, how you doing?
Very.
Simply
exactly.
Raise your hand.
Yes.
We walk past one another. We see each other on the bus, on the train. We see each other in the supermarkets. We have the most unbelievable, oh, my God, evil looks at one another. You think that newborn baby is not looking at that?
Mm-hmm.
That child is learning how to be able to have more hatred towards one another than any other ethnic group people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you
mm-hmm.
understand that's not coincidental?
No,
well, bro,
it's not natural.
Time, there was a period of time where you would at least wave at Miss Jones or Miss Johnson or Miss Smith or Miss whomever, Mr. Such and Such, as they go by, you would at least wave. You don't do that anymore.
No.
You know what, Brother Efron?
You don't do
that anymore. You got a very serious point there. You know, but you know, it's not being taught. Like you said, it's not being taught. Little simple stuff like speaking is not being taught. You know how when you were little. And at least I know when I was little, you walk in a room, you know, maybe your parents have company, whatever. You walk in the room, and you don't say anything, and your parents, hey, don't you see so-and-so? Say hello, you know, or good evening, good morning, whatever the case may be. See, that little simple stuff, that's not being taught. That little stuff is not being
taught.
That's
what I'm trying
to make.
I'm trying to make people understand that, brother. And the most important thing I want.
Hold on. Self-value, that's not being taught. You know, that your life is priceless. That's not being taught. You know?
And it's not being shown either.
Exactly.
It's not being shown.
It's not.
Exactly.
The thing is, it's not coincidental. That's my whole point. None of it is coincidental.
It's not that it's not coincidental. It's not being taught. Now, I don't know if the parent lacks the skills to give it. That may be, but I don't think it is in all cases. Not in all cases, because in the society that we live in, okay, you're talking about reaching out and speaking to some folk, which is all good, all right? But some folk are afraid to do that because they don't know what kind of reaction they're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
I understand
you
that, brother,
more,
but you didn't hear. Hold on.
People are afraid of the reaction they're going to get. You know, you can say good morning, you know, oh, what's good about it? You know, my morning, this is the kind of society we live in. It's ugly out there. It's really ugly out there. Rudeness is big time. Big time. So folks, there are folks who I know want to say hello or how you doing, but some folks, you know, they're like, I don't think I need to do that. Let me mind my business and keep it moving. And at some of these homes, okay, the kids are being told, don't you talk to nobody. Don't you speak to that person or that person over there. Okay, so as much as it needs to be implemented, look at the kind of society we live in. These kids is rolling around playing knockout, Brother Efren, okay?
Not coincidental. Not coincidental. The raw reality, the psychological realities of it, man, people don't understand that these values have been instilled in us. And I'm going to give you a prime example of the realities of that. When you have small children and they're sitting there, me and you can be the best of friends. If I walk away and come back and see that small child looking at me in a funny way, I know that that child just finished feeding off of you what you think on behalf of me. That's exactly what it is to be able to say that I have learned to be able to psychologically manipulate everything within your mind to plant the values in you, and you are planting it in that child. This is the reason why I said, those of you that have some real sense of intelligence to understand this, you should be sitting there with tears in your eyes because you gave birth to this destructive, self-destructive, suicidal generation that we have. You gave it to them. That next mind that owe you, they instilled it in you, and you are instilled it in the next generation. People are not really, really, really understanding that, especially the supposedly educated minds. They are not really, really sitting down and really weighing this. Because if they were, then they would recognize the realities of this war. If you've seen some of my work today, you would understand the whole foundation, everything I've been putting on there is about chess. You don't understand. I don't mind being just your simple pawn. I don't mind. The only thing I ask you is to make sure that everything we do it in such a unified manner that if they happen to captivate me as this pawn, then they're going to have to sacrifice one of their own. They're going to have to sacrifice one of their own, and the only thing that will happen in the end is that we will own the land, or we will make sure that no one will be on that land. For in the end, the land will forever belong to the Creator that created everything in existence. But you will not checkmate me. You will not checkmate me because I am you. We are one. But when you have such a sick-minded people, when you have a disillusioned mind people, when you have a distorted concept of what your educated mind is, you find these particular people are playing chess against one another. They're literally playing chess, taking chess, pawn, taking pawn, queen, going against each and every one of them, and the king standing there not realizing, king, you only really mean mine. You don't mean anything other than mine.
Let me just interject for a second.
Sure.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm reading something here that somebody just put up, and it's critical thinking. you know, and I don't know if this applies to what you're saying, but I'm listening to you and reading this. It says, how many times have we said out loud to ourselves, when seeing someone less fortunate, they brought it on themselves, or it's not my responsibility to see after others? You know, and then it also says, I understand how you feel. Many do things repetitiously. So wouldn't that tell you something? That maybe their thinking capacity is below average. They need people who can help them make better decisions. Okay, these are the questions we should be asking ourselves. Is it our responsibility to see about our own, or do we leave everything up to everyone else and then complain about the outcome? And, you know, I think we are doing a lot of that right there. Leaving it up to
doing
someone
a lot
else
of.
Instead of reaching out to someone. Yes, there's a lot of wicked thinking going on out there. Okay, but at the same time, everybody is not as conscious as others. Some people lack the ability of critical thinking. They lack the ability of common sense. Let's not even take it that deep. Common sense, okay?
Common sense is not so common.
Exactly. Okay, and as simple as you or I may think it is, a lot of folk don't have that. And I'm beginning to accept it, because for a while I'm saying, wow, what happened to common sense? But as I'm living day to day, I'm saying people don't have common sense. Hold on. What, everyone has it, but they're not executing it. Not being executed, because if everyone had it the way that they should have it, let me say it like they would execute it. But a lot of folks are just not executing common sense because they're being distracted by other stuff. When common sense,
I need you to use your imagination.
Hold on. Let me finish.
No, the reason why
okay.
I need you to use your imagination on the plantation of what it is to be a slave. And I mean,
well, wait a minute. We're not talking about slavery. Hold on, brother. Okay? I'm not going to blame this on slavery. Okay? I'm not going to blame this on slavery.
You can't separate it. It is one.
I'm not, well, that's your view. I'm not blaming it on slavery. Okay? It is not, they're not being schooled, my brother. They're not being schooled. Instead, what they're doing is being blamed on different things. One, slavery. Okay? Two, internalized oppression. Learned helplessness. See, we got too many reasons for why we ain't doing what we need to do. When there was too many of us that can bring others up out of that kind of thinking. And that's where we're coming up short. We could run down, the man did this, and they've been doing this and this, and okay, and guess what? It's working. You know why? Because we keep leaning on it. We keep using it not to do anything differently. And that is what has stagnated our progress.
I understand all of that, brother. My point is, man, like I said, if we sit down and we really intelligently weigh this, we'll understand. The number one reason why I said the plantation is because you had slaves that would say there's no such thing as freedom. Then you had the other ones that said, I'd rather die than to remain to be less than what God made me, a human being that was just the same as that captured me. Then you had those, it's the same of this day and time, that is sitting up there saying that the mind of today with common sense should be able to do and should not be able to do. And none of them is really understanding that your mind is just like your stomach. You are what you eat. The intelligent mind that understands that is manipulating, planting these values inside of you to make you believe that it's okay for you to do the things that you are doing, even if it's self-destructive.
I mean, people really have to really, really sit down and understand you have to be able to go to that mirror and ask yourself how much does life really mean to you. In the process of doing that, you find yourself also understanding that all you see in that mirror is everything that has been telling you from the time you came out your mama womb, who you are, and what life really stands for. So you're going to react to that by what you have been eating. The intelligent mind that understands that, no, just like on the plantation, you have work to do. You have a very hard task. That's why I said, I don't care, even if it's from kindergarten. You have to be able to say that history book tells me exactly who I am and what I stand for and what I have been through. And I don't mean just me personally. I mean the whole generation of we. When I hear the mind of a person say, well, it's not about history anymore, you hear people sitting up there not understanding these people that run this country. When America was built, you'll hear that these holidays that come up is based on the whole historical makeup of what they built this land with. So if you can't use your own little bit of common sense to understand it, you better grab hold to your own historical makeup, and you better pay close attention to everything that your whole historical people have been through in order for you to be who you are and where you are. If you don't do that, then you're going to keep on doing what they have conditioned you to do. Have low self-worth and love it. I mean love it. Suicide. Genocide. You're going to love it. It is no coincidental ideal of the mental struggle. Willie Lynch was a reality of a historical makeup of a form of psychology to make you do what you do. When I come in a circle, we can have right now a session in the school for me to be a guest speaker. When we're in that circle, we can have 100 people, we can have 50 people, we can have 1,000 people. And when we get in there, I'm talking about the culture of a people that came up out of the stages of what physical slavery was about. And as we in that session, do you know I got one half telling me that I'm Muslim. I got one half telling me that I'm Christian. I got one half telling me that I'm Israelite. I got another one telling me that I'm a 5%er. I got another one telling me I'm a thug. I got another one telling me I don't play that religion no more. I got these people that came from the same womb. My reality to each and every one of them is one reality. That creator that is the painter, that creator that is the designer, that creator made you out of the same thing that made me. Now, you want to play with titles, that's your problem. But if you want to play with truth, then the first thing you better learn how to do is you better learn how to respect that one religion. And that one religion, that's the religion that I always put out. It's called breathe. It's called breathe. Every time you inhale, you are automatically giving in to the same religion that I give in to. So that means
well,
we have
what?
The same.
You know what, Brother Ephra? You know what? Some folks ain't ready for that deepness.
It's not that they're not ready
for it, brother. The question is, are you ready for it? Wait a minute. Can you just let me speak, man? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Some folks are not ready for that. You got to spoon feed some people. They're not ready for it like that. Okay? If you come too aggressive, they feel threatened. Or who you think you are, that kind of thing.
I already know that I got a great number of people afraid of me but, now. I got people that don't even want to invite me anymore.
I know that. Okay, well, hold on, let me finish. Okay, folks, of course, need to know their history, where they come from, okay? But right now, they need to know that there's a better way of thinking. There's a better way of living. Okay, and you got to spoon feed them. You got to spoon feed them, especially these youth, man. These troubled youth and young adults. You come at them too hard.
I agree with you.
Or too hold on. You come at them too hard, too deep. They ain't ready for all that. They want to know, well, how am I gonna get this meal that I need to eat? Okay, and can you help me take some food home to my siblings? Okay, this is the kind of stuff they're dealing with out there. You know. So, you know, I know you mean well, and I ain't taking nothing from your delivery, but I know, you know, they're not looking for a beat up. You know, some you got to go hard.
I agree with
you. Some you can't go hard. Some you can.
I agree with
you.
You
know, like these knockout kids.
Can I ask you one question?
Hold on.
Can I ask you one question?
Hold on if you hold on. So these knockout kids, you got to go hard. These knockout kids, you got to go hard. But some of these others,
can't go so hard. Can't go so hard.
I agree.
Because they don't have what you're talking about. They don't have that. Because they're not being nurtured in that way. They're, you know, they lack in love, and a lot of them are looking for love. They're looking for
That's
love,
right.
But then they got to learn how to trust you. Because guess what? They done trusted a lot of folks who done let them down or used them or abused them.
That's right.
So it's a big cipher 100%. Here, man. It's a big cipher
That's
here.
Right.
You know, you can go in at them and, yeah, you know, well, you don't believe it. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, you're not going to – I don't think an approach like that would work for me, okay? And I come from the block, man. And I know when I was out there, cats was coming at me just like you was coming at me, and I wasn't trying to hit. I wasn't trying to hit because of their approach. It was because of their approach. Now, I'm not saying it was wrong.
I've been a product of the streets all my life.
I'm not saying it was wrong. Okay, it was just the way they was coming at. And then on top of that, I'm going to give you another one on top of that. When a lot of these young cats coming out of homes where there's no father or they're watching their mothers act out with different men on a regular basis, okay, they build up a little bit of a resentment from a male with some kind of authority. Like, who are you? You ain't my mom, and I don't want to hear what you got to say. See, this is a kid who... This is a man who was a kid like that.
That's right. Amen. I agree with you.
And I had to learn some tough lessons, but at the same time, I understand the mindset of a lot of these youth. And you're not going to reach them
100%.
Coming hard. You're not going to reach them like that. Because
I know that, but
I believe
I'm not,
in
I'm
this.
Not trying to. I believe in this.
You can put them down. You can put them down. But how are you going to build them up after you put them down? Are they going to be ready to be built up? I think you got to approach them with care and concern. You got to approach them with care and concern. And I know how to go hard and still be approaching with care and concern. Like, your life is at stake, young man or young woman. Look around you. I tell them to look around you. How many friends that you've had that's died in jail? Because they believe they did not have a choice. But there is a choice. That choice is not easy. Still, there is a choice. It's the delivery. I'm not in a disagreement with what you're saying. It's how you go at them.
Can I ask a thing? I wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask a question. My question is from the time that child come out of the womb, from the time that child come out of your womb, where does that child get the idea in its mind to so much as even put something deadly in his hand? Where do they get it from?
From what their environment, from what they're around. Okay, if they're coming out of
a womb, hold on.
You ask me a question, let me answer it. Okay? If they're coming out of the womb, as you said, in a dysfunctional parent or home, okay, this is what they're going to learn. That's pretty obvious. That's pretty
right.
Simple. Okay,
right.
So it goes back to what I was saying. When you approach them about their behavior, there's a certain skill that you have to use. Because guess what? If they're coming out and they're learning that taking life is okay, there's something missing. Someone has to tell them that it's not okay. That they've been believing a lie, that they have been deceived by what they see and hear, not only in the home, on the street, on TV, on their radio, whatever source they're getting it from. See, if you're growing up in an environment where you're not seeing anything else but negativity, what do you think you're going to do?
That's what I'm trying
what
to put
you
on the
think
floor,
you're
brother.
Do?
What are you going to That's my whole thing, brother. What are you going to do to make us all realize that it takes a village to be able to save the very life, to save the very mind?
At the time we're living in, the village is not getting involved. So this is basically a one-on-one basis. You reach out to who you can, who's open to listen to you.
Okay, and believe it or not.
I respect that, brother, but straight bullets,
hold on, straight bullets don't have no name.
Straight bullets don't have no name.
We know
that,
brother.
If that child on his way to the store loses his life, what are you going to say to him?
We're talking about the learning process, aren't we? Aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
The responsibility of us is to make sure that the learning is proper.
Well, unfortunately, it isn't.
That's my whole point. I know that's your point.
But at the same time, there is a solution. See, I'm talking about the solution, not the problem. We've got too much focus on
the problem.
I just said the reality of the solution.
For those of you that isn't educated, those of you that is a conscious mind, for you to become one family, for you to become one village, for you to become one unified body of a people, such as you and I talking to one another right now. We have to see the need to become more 100% committed to be a part of one another.
It's not happening like that. It's not happening like that. You know why?
I know. That's my point. People want to hold titles.
People want to be the great I am. They don't want to work together.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. You have to roll
on an individual basis, unfortunately. Okay? Unfortunately.
That's why I said I would rather be your pawn. I don't mind being your feet. I do not mind being your feet. I just want the world to understand that I'm a part of your body.
You don't have to be the feet, brother.
I don't mind being the brother that you are.
The street educator.
That's my whole point.
There you go. You don't have to be nobody's feet. You don't have to belittle yourself in any way to help somebody else. Oh, no. You don't need to do that. You do not need to do that. You lead by example, which I know you have been doing. That's how I met you. Okay.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate that. We have to focus
more on solution and less on problem. Okay? That's how change will come about. That is how change will come about. All right? We know the problem. Also, we have solutions. Okay? And the solutions are reaching out, getting involved, schooling those who need to be schooled. Bottom line, even if you reach one, you're successful. If you reach one, you're successful. Because one leads to two and three and four. The message to get out there is help if you want it. I can't make you take this if you don't want it. But I can definitely show you a better way to live and a better way to think if you want it. Got to want it. Sure, we know so many that need it, but you got to want something different. If you don't want something different, then I guess you get what you get. And that's not my fault. That's your choice. Because you do have a choice in spite of what you believe. Because that is a lie. Because if every young black man and woman believe that, I know they don't, what would we have? Because we got a lot of good young folk coming up, all right, overcoming the obstacles of society and the traps, okay, and they're making good lives for themselves and becoming productive members of society because they didn't choose to go the other way. They chose to live a better life. Okay, coming up as a kid, and I was a hard headed kid, brother Ephraim. Okay, I was told. Listen,
that makes
sure,
brother. But I really, hold on.
Coming up as a kid, I was told this. Okay, aunts, uncles, whoever. They said, "Listen, partner. All right." You could do just about whatever you want to do, all right? But know this, of the color of your skin, it's going to be harder for you. Not that you can't do it. It's just going to be harder because of the color of your skin, because this is the society that we live in. Okay? See, that message is not being given to our youth and young adults.
100%.
That message is not getting given to them. You know, we're giving them too many reasons why they can't. Well, we got to give them more reasons why they can.
That's right. That's right. Like I said, I just wanted to be able to tell you thank you. You know,
I'm proud of you, man,
because everything that you're doing right now was literally done for me as well. I was an uneducated mind child as I came up with distorted values. And if it wasn't for some real great mind brothers around me, if it wasn't for them helping me and instilling certain values in me, then I would be deceased or I would still be serving time by now or literally crippled. So when you have the mind of a people that's out there and doing what they're doing and like yourself right now and the other individuals that I've been listening to before I said anything, I heard you, sister, when you were speaking as well.
She's off the line. I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm sure she can hear, and if she can, again, like I said, I'm saying thank you because, you know, you're literally saving a mind. You're saving a life. You're saving a life. You're helping a new reason to just want to get up, a new reason to just want to breathe. I know it because that's what was done to me, and it was, my God, it was thankful for the brothers that told me, you know, there's more to life, and there's more to the mind, there's more to logic. I'm happy with it, like I said, but it breaks my heart, and you can hear it in my voice right now, and you can hear it that it hurts so much, man, because I have my own children, man, and I can see what's happening to the mind of the generation. So I'm praying that I can be in somebody's mind. I can be just as much to them as somebody was to me. That's all. That's my goal.
You know what? That's right. Because guess what, man? Somebody told me this a while ago. You can't keep what you have unless you give it away. You know? And at first, I didn't get that. You know, I was like, what do you mean? But as I learned and I listened, I understood what they were talking about. You know, because as I said about being ready. See, when, you know, coming up, even gangsters told me, listen, man, you're a young cat, you're right, you can do this or you can do that. Okay? Dope fiends told me, don't use this. Use this. You see me? Don't mess with this. See,
that's right.
I was always told I had a choice. All right, and then when I started hitting bottom, I still wasn't ready. And you know what they told me? We'll be right here when you're ready. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't saying you can't come back. We're telling you when you're ready, we're right here. Thank God for that. And see, that's the message we got to put out there.
That's right. That's right. Thank
God.
That's
the message we got to put out there. See, today, these kids are not getting that kind of message. They're not getting that kind of message. They're not being told, let me know when you're ready. I'm right here. Okay? Even the big willies out there are not telling them, listen, man, I do this. You could do something else.
Yeah. Satan got their mind, brother. I mean, you know. Satan got them. Satan got
the
heart and soul of Christ.
We
got
to get another message out there. Got to get another message there, brother. Listen, man, I'm going to close down for tonight. You are doing it. You are doing your best. You're doing above your best. Believe that, brother. Believe that.
I still need your help, though. I still need your help, though.
Hey, man, I'm here.
You
know I'm here, man. I'm coming to Brooklyn in a couple of weeks, man.
I told you, I'm coming up to see you, brother.
I got a date down there in Brooklyn Heights, Montague Street, man. They're calling for me to come there. They want me to do something down there. I don't know what they want, but I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks, and I hope that it's actually, I may be calling on you to meet me down there, so we'll be keeping you in
don't
the
hesitate.
Loop.
I
will.
Like I said,
I won't hesitate at all. But anyway, again, thank you for calling in tonight, brother. Jerry, want to thank Brother Jihad for calling in. And also my co-host, Sister Aminette, who I guess she had to go. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight on Keeping It Real Friday. This is what we're going to be doing every Friday. And also our regularly scheduled show on Sundays at 8 p.m. Please join us. We talk about what people don't want to talk about. You know,
that's right.
It's time for a dialogue on solutions. We know the problems, but we also got a whole lot of solutions that we can implement right now. Right now. I'm your host, Tony Nix. You've been listening to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Radio. I'm a gun activist here in South. I'm an activist against gun violence here in Southeast Queens. You know there's a crisis of gun violence in America. If no one told you, there is one. It's the plague in every inner city community. Our children are dying by way of genocide, by way of homicide, and it's time to get involved. As Brother Efron said, it takes a village, all right, and we are not practicing as a village. We're practicing as individuals, and we need the village's help. Our children are in crisis. They're going to prison or to the graveyards. Parents are burying their babies. Mothers are crying. Fathers are missing in action. Time to do something different, y'all. We can. We must, if we're willing. It's their future, and it's time to invest in their future by getting involved. We got the assets. We got the resources. Time to use them. Stop being stingy. Time to stop looking back, and it's time to start reaching back. By any means necessary, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you again for listening to our show tonight. I'll see you in about 48 hours. Until then, you stay blessed. And remember, the sooner that we have no violence, you can best believe the sooner we will know peace. That's K-N-O-W, deuces. I'm out of here. Talk to you real soon. Good night.
Peace.
take my directions when people say that's okay, they don't bother me. I'm ready to make it, don't care what the weather, don't care about no trouble, got myself together. I've been the kind of protection that's all around. Hey, move.